Hello, this is Michelle Raymond. I've been nominated, I guess, to chair, which I take to mean facilitate, this committee, which is the content planning committee for the Ontology Summit 2008, which has the objective of formulating what topics will be under the theme for this coming summit. And our meeting today will be to discuss those topics and come up with a structure for those topics. For those of you who are new to this, the theme for this coming summit is Toward an Open Ontology Repository. So the focus of our topics should lend themselves toward an open ontology repository. I am looking for a lot of participation from a lot of people because the summit may be a two-day session that occurs in April, but that's not where all of the interaction and discussion occurs. Discussion occurs over the next 3 months via an email exchange and then meetings as we so desire. Primarily, though, it will be an email discussion based off of each of the topic threads that we select now and those that develop over the course of the time frame. If new topics develop under the theme toward an open ontology repository, we'll certainly be open to extending our list of topics, or if there are topics that are not being really addressed because it's not a community interest, we'll certainly be trimming. I'd like, because I know some participants do have a short time here, I'd like to get right into the meat of this. What I did to prepare for this meeting was search through the wiki pages, some presentations, and the planning meeting conversations for topic keywords, key topics that lent themselves toward an open ontology repository. And I would like us to, I hope that you've seen the list of 50, I think it's now 51 items, and I'd like to first hear anyone who has comments on those topics or topics that needs clarification or wants to clarify what is meant by a topic, and any additions that should be discussed as possible topics. What I intend to do is work off of the Ontology Summit 2008/idea page, since that's where all of this was put. Is that an okay process, Peter?
Yes, sure. Actually, before we go into the discussion, could we find someone to volunteer to take notes? I actually personally have some input to make, and so yeah, I would rather not take notes if someone else would do that.
If somebody else would be willing to do the official note-taking, I'd appreciate it. Then what I will do is direct editing on the ideas page rather than the meeting page. And the person who's doing the note keeping, you can either do that on the side or you can do it directly in edit mode off of our meeting page that we're holding today. Do I have a volunteer?
Silence.
Pardon me? Who is that?
I didn't catch the... I heard somebody volunteer. I swear I did.
Perhaps they've had second thoughts.
No.
I spoke in between. I was going to say that if nobody volunteers, I would. But I heard a voice volunteering, so where did that voice disappear?
Could that voice announce itself, please?
No, this is Steve. I was saying amazing silence. I was just commenting on the silence of the group.
All right. All right. So, and I'm not familiar with people's voices well enough over the phone yet. If people
this
could do
Robbie.
Me the courtesy, and also those who listen to this tape afterwards, the courtesy of giving their name when they speak, that would be helpful.
This is Ravi Sharma. If nobody volunteers, I would.
All right. Well, then, you're on.
All right. I just need to learn from Peter whether it's more effective to edit while we talk off the main wiki pages, or is it best to store them in like a Word document and then edit them? Which is better?
It's up to your own preference. If I do it, I would do it real time on this wiki page, but I've been working on this wiki for the last 5 years, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure of my English. Yeah, rather email.
Take notes offline and then post them later.
Yeah, and you can send, if you would be happier, you could take the notes offline and then send them to me, and I'll post them for you.
Thank you.
And then, and Michelle Raymond is my full name, so that's where you'd send it to. Thank you for volunteering. Let's see. Barry said he had a half hour. Is there anyone else with real crunch time constraints like that?
I have 1 hour, just
okay.
Barry's.
Well, then let's start with Barry. There's. Have you had a chance to look over the items?
Yes, this is not my prime area of specialism, and so I don't want to influence the choice until specialists have had their say.
Okay. Is there anything on the list or anything you'd like to add to the list that is of particular personal interest to you?
I still would like to see the relevant elements of quality control given a sufficient place. Some of the items could indeed bear some quality control, but again, before adding that, I think it's good to see what the main items are.
Barry, this is Michael Gruninger.
Yeah.
You know, maybe to illustrate your points on quality, I remember seeing a talk you gave where you went to the daml.org, so-called repository,
yeah,
and found a dozen ontologies of agent. And then I think maybe if you, when you're talking about quality, if you use those as examples, it'll make it a little more concrete for people.
It ranges across a wide range of things, but that DAML case is a good example. It was actually 39 different ontologies of agent, action, agency, actions, actions with a small letter, actions with a large letter. Some of them were identical, just that people didn't know that. So. A repository should not be such that people can throw things into it and they automatically become accepted. And that means that there need to be gatekeepers, whether automatic or human or both.
Yeah, I think when sometimes people hear the word quality and there's all kinds of connotations in their head and there's some resistance to it. But I think if you have these positive and negative examples for what you mean by quality, it'll help a lot.
Yeah.
So that sounds like redundancy is the chief issue, or sort of minor pointless notational inconsistencies.
So redundancy is an issue, but I'll give you another example. There is something called Schema Web, which is a semantic web ontology repository. It has an ontology called Kissology, which is very, very impressive OWL ontology work, but there is only one term in the whole ontology. And I don't think it should be in a serious ontology repository. I think it's either a joke or it's a deliberate tease or something.
I think a lot of these examples these things I think were never intended to be repositories in the way we're describing it here. So perhaps I'm just making a point for you. I think a lot of these things you're referring to are basically built by software that was just looking for, any OWL or any DAML.
Schema Web is put together by human beings. It's put together by enthusiasts. And the enthusiasts care more about listing ontologies than they do about listing ontologies which meet even minimal standards. And in this case, the only standard that was imposed was that the OWL should be correct.
Hmm. I guess
that was speaking just now.
I'm still nervous. Sorry.
Who was that?
That's Pat Hayes.
Sorry, I was speaking over you. I'll shut up.
No. I just wanted to know who is this.
This is
Pat is the one who spoke of the need to have the ontologies basically verified as being of worth to be in a repository.
Oh, was that Pat Hayes?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't realize you were on the line.
Yeah, sorry, I was a few minutes late. I would like to see a statement or get a point or two to a clear notion of what quality is before being happy with this.
Well, Pat, what if, like, anyway, again, we kind of approach this on a case basis. So you remember Ontolingua. They had a repository of ontologies there, right? And it was kind of like a pretty ad hoc collection of things, not too much connection between ontologies, some very incomplete. I think they actually used to call them mature. Like they had a maturity scale or something, didn't they? And Ontolingua never really got off the ground in terms of being a destination for reuse or shareability. So we could ask, what was the problem with Ontolingua with respect to these issues of, maturity or quality, and we can try to address those.
Is that Barry? Go ahead. Was that Barry speaking or Pat?
No, that's Michael Gruninger with laryngitis.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Peter Yim here. If you have a chance, I might want to express few things. Two of which I have already put under agenda ideas.
Please.
Oh, okay. One, I went through Michelle's list like four times, and it is very comprehensive. It's great, but we only have like 11 weeks to turn over those, and I think the scope is too big, and therefore I am suggesting sort of a slightly different process for people's consideration. One is we get people, map people to topics. If Barry steps up and say, I'll take on quality, then he sort of owns quality and champions it and takes it onto the list. So we will get a few with the right champions that way. And then I think we should then pick a few that all of us, maybe at the maximum three, that everyone agrees are important ones to tackle. For example, if we wanted to drop out a communique at the end of the day, we better sort of start thinking what needs to go into the communique and then work on it. Like last year, we identified we needed a framework, so a bunch of people get assigned and really go talk about the framework by a team to champion that, let's say, communique piece. The other two pieces offhand I can think of is one would be, let's say, requirements, but not sort of requirements off the air, but rather requirements after we identify who would be early adopters in people who are endorsing this open ontology repository. If we can get like 10 or 12 or 15 or 50 people, then that group, that sort of smaller group would be, we probably won't get 50, maybe 10 or 5, will sit down and define a first set of requirements that needs to go to the open ontology repository, and they are the people who have to say, rather than sort of open discussion.
Okay, so the requirements you're speaking of are the requirements for acceptance as a main topic header under the
right, theme. Right. So I will recap after I finish. The last one is, I think, would be of interest to the community, definitely, is to do an ontology of the ontologies that would need to be registered and hosted in the repository. That I would recommend we, of course, start with the framework from last year. I mean, the pragmatics and the semantics of all that plus, of course, I mean, who did it, where is it located, and so on. I mean, or the right taxonomy and metadata, and just generating, dropping that ontology out at the end of the summit would be great. So to recap, requirements and ontology of ontologies, which would be the sort of backbone for the repository registries, taxonomy or metadata, and then the communicate, what we want in the communicate. One last point is, I mean, there's an OOR initiative which is going in parallel. I suggest we defer things like architecture implementation to that group and not discuss them now, because, I mean, we could have huge discussion here without going anywhere.
Peter, this is Denise.
I
think
Peter,
I can...
what you just said, number one is reduce the extent to which these 51 topics are listed. Number two, assign them to the people who are interested in dealing with these topics. And number three, keep the architecture discussion separate.
Yeah, architecture and implementation, we dropped that out of the picture altogether. So my first recommendation is pick a few topics that have champions already. That's number one. And the number two is, besides those that are that are already championed, I suggest three: requirements and ontology of ontologies. That would be the sort of taxonomy for the registry. And then the third would be what needs to go into the communique. Sorry, Denise.
What do you want to say about communique? Is it the proceedings, or is it something that we communicate before the ontology submit?
Steve, you might want to say a few words about the communique. We have done that twice.
Okay. Well, the point of the communique is to essentially try and document the conclusion or the consensus or the point at which the group reached, basically, in each of the last 2 years. In the first year, it was a document people signed up to agree that they would try and map or harmonize or work together anyway regarding upper ontologies. And last year, the communique at a very high level captured the outlines of how the community was going to describe on what different people called an ontology, the various dimensions of that one could use to characterize something that some people might call an ontology and other people wouldn't call an ontology, so that we could have a grounded discussion on the similarities and differences between two such things, so that you can compare apples to apples. That's the answer to that question. While I've got the floor here for a moment, I was thinking the most productive way for today's meeting was to look further down Michelle's list, where she actually started clustering things. And if we can get people to sign up to the higher level clusters, then if there's a need for more detail during the discussion, we can always splinter off additional discussion groups, but keep the number fairly small. But that's my unsolicited 2 cents for
it. Well, Steve, I would like to hear if others agree or disagree, but that's exactly what I was going to recommend as our next step. Is there anything that anyone has seen from the list that they want to add that isn't in that? All 50 items are currently in the structure, and the structure can be rearranged and reduced, et cetera. But is there something that was missing from my data collection for topics for toward an open ontology repository?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Of course.
The answer to that will always be yes, no matter how much work you've done.
All right. Well, then, is there anything that anyone would like to add before we dive into the straw man structure as a potential topic?
You said it's going to be more the question of taking off, this is Ravi, taking off and reducing these numbers, because if you realize that we only have at most 16 hours during the conference or the meeting, summit meeting, and we probably use effectively only 3 or 4 for deliberations. The rest would be probably presentations by people. Therefore, we should minimize the number of topics so we can go to some kind of depth during the summit, rather than add too much. And if we discover something later, we can always add later.
Yeah. All right. So shall we aim for between 3 and 5 main topics, and then there could be 3 to 5 topics under that, but there would be 3 to 5 main topic headers?
This is Steve. I think that's a good idea. And, of course, those would be threads, right, between now and April.
Yes, and there may be sub-threads under it. And I'd like to let people know before it surprises them, championing a topic is being a participant in the thread, but if you really want to be a champion, I would like volunteers for those who are experts in that topic area or want to pull it together and become an expert, to be the keeper of a synopsis page on each of the threads. So each of the main topic areas. So this would allow folks to go to that page and see kind of the overall picture, and it would contain the information that's coming from the threads plus any additional external or other ontology forum work that's relevant to that topic area. So just keep that in mind that there's 2 levels of championing. One is you really want that thread out there, and the other is you're willing to be the person to be the keeper of a synopsis page. With that, shall we go down on the ideas page? I'm looking at the Ontology Summit 2008/idea, and it's NID 18D, David V. Victor. This is toward an open ontology repository straw man topic structure. The 5 top areas that I had laid out were the purpose of the ontology repository research and implementation. Why are we doing this? 2, the repository architecture, and I understand Peter's issues with that being an overlap with the the Open Ontology Repository actual working group. I do think it probably is of enough importance that it should be a major topic, with a lot of the work actually just being pointed to over in the OR group. That's my 2 cents worth on that one. The 3rd topic header that I suggested is repository management, and under this is quality. So one option might be is moving quality up to the top, but repository management being the 3rd item. The 4th, support applications and services. These are the things that in applications that would connect under it. This would also be issues that we may need to, research issues we may need to do, or approaches that need to be addressed to be able to utilize an ontology repository. And then finally, the 5th one is the actual implementation of the repository, including, you know, the gaps and the different use cases and things. I think this section is probably most likely the more of the overlap with the OOR, the OOR group. and maybe the one that we want to replace unless someone has other ideas.
Michelle, this is Frank Olkin.
Yes.
So what I don't see anywhere in this discussion, maybe I haven't, well, there's a brief allusion to it, but I don't see any discussion about the existing standards efforts at building ontology repositories, or any explicit place where we talk about the existing efforts to build prototype ontologies repositories. So in particular, I've been involved in ISO 11179, Part 3, Edition 3 work, and they're trying to include the ability to store ontologies in their in the metadata registries. And there are other, there's the ontology definition metamodel that Elisa Kendall has been working on and other folks. There are various other efforts, and it seems sort of a little unworldly to have this big discussion about ontology repositories and not talk about what people are already trying to do in the standards efforts, or what people like Mark Musin or other people have been trying to do in building repositories.
Okay. I would put that as current practices and approaches in ontology repositories, registries, and data models. And do you think that probably ties in with Peter Yim's suggestion for a topic area of collection of ontologies that may go into repositories? Maybe what I could take your suggestion and tweak it to be what we replace item, the fifth one, the fifth main header, implementation of ontology repositories, to be understanding of current work?
Well, I mean, there are three separate issues. There's standards work, there's existing prototypes, and then there's, you know, whatever discussion you want of new implementation efforts. But, for example, you've got repository use cases. I wouldn't consider that to be implementation. But that's a minor point. But my major concern is that people are trying to do some of these things, and I think to launch into a summit that tries to talk about ontology repositories and not have some explicit review of existing work would be unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Both existing work and trying to build prototypes or systems, I'm thinking here of Protégé, for example, and existing work in terms of the standards efforts.
So this is Steve Ray. So Frank and Michelle, how about something like the three things you listed, you know, existing standards, existing implementations, and then issues arising with implementations, which could be a combination of lessons learned and any future issues people anticipate.
That would be fine by me.
Could those all fit as parts of number five?
Well, I'm thinking that five kind of fits underneath that it becomes the new header.
Okay, but now we got three heads on the header.
Yes. That it would be current practices and approaches.
Or survey of state of the art.
Ah. Peter, you're so good with words.
Well, how about just state of the art then, because...
Yeah, how about just state of the art?
Yeah.
It's still absolutely obvious that things like the ISO efforts are really ontology. The metadata registry, for example, is the same as an ontology registry, at least not to me.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be careful that we all agree which art we're talking about.
Yeah, but we don't have to resolve that question here. This is just would be the category in which that discussion takes place, right?
Yes, yes, quite so. Absolutely. I just wanted to put it on the table.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is Frank Olkin. I just wanted to comment that there's been a concerted effort in the new edition 3 of ISO 11179 to incorporate structures that would support making it an ontology repository.
Okay. I'd like to know more details about that, but offline.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Who was just speaking?
That was Pat Hayes.
Frank Oaken. And
oh,
Pat
okay. I'll be in contact with you, Pat.
But Frank, well, while you're here, Peter Yim here, we definitely need you and Bruce Bachmeyer and gang in the OOR effort. Please show up there.
Okay. I'm having trouble keeping track of all the venues here, but I will look for OOR. And I've told Bruce about this, and I will tell him further. It hasn't really registered on his consciousness yet.
I thought he said, I thought Leo said Bruce responded, and that's why we already enlisted him, except that he hasn't shown up once yet. Oh, back to a little earlier, Denise showed up. Denise, you were trying to say something. Denise?
Oh, good catch, yes. Denise?
You may be on mute.
I don't know.
Are you still on? We'd like to hear what you were... Well, hopefully she'll come back with that. Is this, Frank, something that you would be willing to champion?
What is the antecedent of this?
Edita. If we go for state-of-the-art as the main topic area with standards work, current implementation, what was the third?
Other issues that people anticipate.
Issues, lessons learned, and those sorts of categories that would be the threads under state of the art. Would you be willing to act as the keeper of the synopsis page?
Glug. Okay.
Excellent. All right. And what is the spelling of your last name?
O-L-K-E-N.
O-L-K?
O-L-K-E-N. First name, Frank.
Okay.
Email is folken@nsf.gov.
Okay. No wonder I've never been able to find you. I've always thought it was Holken with an H. Thank you.
I'm so glad I'm in English with Kyle.
My first computer was given to me by my mother, and it was a Franklin Spelling Ace.
Ah.
So my first computer application was a Franklin Spelling Ace. So that tells you where my forte does not lie. All right. So if we're going to get through these, the other top areas, is that all right with folks as far as, is anyone in the sense that that major grouping of five be changed to the title State of the Art and that Frank be our champion?
Instead of best practices?
And then
instead of implementation.
State of the Art in, well, state of the art that it includes current implementation, because state of the art also would include standards work, which may not be implementation. State of the art in ontology. I mean, it's a subtopic of our theme toward an open ontology repository. So state of the art in ontology. Repository with a broad definition on repository work.
State of the art on relevant standards, maybe. Related, but not quite.
I think we want broader than standards.
Let's table that, and those who want to be, I like Peter's suggestion that a group of us take these and really tweak them for their words and those sorts of things. Maybe a separate one, otherwise we won't get through these. So if anyone at any time wants to call out before they get off the line that they would like to be in the discussion on if we need a meeting, maybe we may be able to do this over email, for the requirements for selection of the topics and then defining those threads. I'm assuming that the champions of each section would be part of that, and then defining what threads would go under it would be the focus of that next discussion.
Michelle, Peter Yim here. I'm reading your newly typed in header. The current practice and approach on ontology repository registries and it's okay. I guess adding data model expands the scope no end.
Yes.
And I think given the theme of the summit, we should restrict that to repositories and registries and leave out data models. Otherwise, we'll never get done.
Okay. Someone had commented.
I don't see data models anywhere.
Open. That there was a maybe they just wanted modeling approaches under the current implementation. That modeling approaches may be under current implementation. Is that fair?
Not even that. I think that would be out of scope for toward ontology repositories.
Okay.
Except that, I mean, except the one particular suggestion that I made was to develop an ontology of ontologies as a sort of set of metadata that we can register those ontologies on.
Mm-hmm. And
basing that on last year's framework, last year's summit framework.
Okay. Hold on, I'm just about to refresh the page again.
Yeah, tell us when to refresh.
I've just hit save. Okay, it's refreshed. Now go up from the bottom to where it says. I shouldn't have 2-5 news. It's line NID 18 PD, and there's 4 sub items that were mentioned.
Can you read the number of that item? What does it say, 3 or 3.1?
I can't hear who's ever talking.
I like to know what line number on the page we are, or at least the section number, because I'm taking notes.
All right. The line number is?
Or at least the section.
NID 18P4. I'm sorry, that's...
So could you say if it is under topics or under ontology framework or...
Under... This is on the ideas page off of the Ontology Summit 2008.
It's a new candidate for number 5. It precedes the old number 5.
Yeah. The old number for 5 was 18F3.
Right.
Well, I don't have the old number. I have refreshed page. Therefore, is it after best practices for ontology or interoperability, or is it after the 51 item?
Peter, why did I get a bracket of with the NID in it? That shouldn't be there, should it?
Let's not worry about it.
Okay.
As long as, I mean, it's unique.
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Call out 18PD, which is your new one, and sometime later just go in and delete the 18P4.
Will do. Okay.
Yeah.
I think
all
maybe
right.
Ravi is not familiar with the purple numbers, and that's what's hanging him up.
Okay. Yeah, Ravi, when I give you a line number... I'm referring
no,
to...
No, I got it.
Okay, excellent.
I understand. I understand what you say. You are on topic 5, new state of art in ontology repository work.
Yes.
NID 18 B4 champion Frank Olkin.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's 18.
ED now.
ED. Yeah.
E like Paul, D like David.
Correct.
Thank you for clarifying, yes.
I'm at that place. It says standards work, current implementation issues, and lessons.
Yes, and collection of ontologies that may go into repositories. If you may need to refresh. So
I don't see that in the refreshed page.
No, it's there for the rest of us.
Oh yes, it is. It is. It's got refreshed again. Yes. Thank you.
All right.
I don't have to take those notes then. It's already there.
Well, that part, yeah. I'm only capturing the topic. And the those who are so kind to take on champion roles.
Yeah.
I would say I'll jump in from what it is that I'm most interested in, and that would be a lot of it is the services and support section. So the support application and services and how we do the supporting of those services. And there's a lot of material under that, as Steve pointed out, is probably too much to handle in the time we've got.
Actually, that wasn't me, but...
Okay. Well, whoever it was, I would say they're probably right. Is there anything that people see as being not belonging in support applications? Well, first off, let's say, is support applications and services a major topic?
Personally, I think it's interesting, but it's probably out of scope from a sort of ontology repository point of view.
Why do you say that, Peter?
Why do I say that?
Yes.
Are we not there, or are we too far away from repository supporting applications, or we don't have enough applications, or it is a field to be developed yet? What's the reason? I was just trying to understand your
point. I think applications of ontologies would be sort of in its own right a topic that one would need to discuss, but the main purpose of a repository is a place to put ontologies. So we should focus in discussing, okay, now that we're talking about the place. So the focus of the discussion is the repository, not what the ontologies would support.
Actually, isn't that the meaning of the heading? There are two possible interpretations of that heading. I took it to mean the things that are needed to support a repository, like browsing and searching and visualization, etc., but not what the repository itself is supporting.
But if I read into the details, vocabulary extraction, conversion, reasoning services, those are all external, things that one can use the content of the repository, namely the ontologies for.
Well,
I would agree and think that if we could cut items 4.4, visual representation of the ontology repository, cut 4.7, vocabulary extraction and conversion.
And even mapping integration. Those are unrelated.
No. Olkin.
That's key. I think that's key. And then reasoning services 4.9. So I'm cutting. I would suggest cutting 4.4, 4.7, 4.8, and 4.9. And I think that we could either keep it with that, or make mapping and integration within and across ontology repositories and the sets underneath it a key topic.
Right. I mean, if you raise that to a key topic, that may be fine.
This is Oaken. Based on our work and what people want out of the ontology repositories that I'm familiar with, the mapping stuff is key.
That's an area.
And this is what ICL was developed for, actually.
Yeah.
And there have been other attempts.
Are we talking about mapping between ontologies or mapping between repositories? They seem two different topics.
Mapping between ontologies.
Yeah, I
don't think it's mapping between ontologies is not a topic within ontology repository discussion.
It
is an important topic, definitely.
But I think it's relevant. I agree we shouldn't include the entire topic, Peter, but if the repository is going to allow ontologies in multiple notations, not multiple logics, it's not just going to be an OWL repository or a DAML or whatever, then I don't think it really makes sense to have it's not going to be very much use unless there is some provision in there for at least describing relationships between ontologies in two different notations. And that's the mapping problem, isn't it?
Well, there are two separate issues. One is mapping between different ontologies and mapping between different ontology notations.
Well, that's true. I really should refer to the latter is what I was thinking about.
They're both serious problems.
Well, they're both serious problems, but if you read the wording, it's mapping an interaction within and cross ontology repositories. So if you have two repositories that contain they're sets of ontologies, how do you cross between those? Now, I think definitely a subtopic in there is within a repository, do you only accept ontologies that are already considered interoperable?
We are
encouraging a lot bigger concept within repository if we will just transcend. Repository at the minimum just holds objects, holds artifacts, holds the original construct of the ontology, whether it's a defined taxonomy or whatever. And it does that for multiple ontologies. That's the concept of minimal repository. This is Ravi. Now, I am saying the second level could be that the repository itself is also the map holder for mapping between multiple ontologies. Right now, it is only serving each ontology for its purpose. But if you are going to allow repository to interpret semantically what is stored in each ontology, then it's a much bigger scope of repository.
Michael Greenberg, I think some of us are trying to say is that I think the heading under, where is it now?
4.6?
The modular ontology connection and management. Those are issues are more important than connection mechanisms between repositories. It's the relationships between the ontologies and the repository that's a very important thing to capture, as opposed to connections between repositories. So maybe just
what we are saying is, how does a repository store a particular ontology?
No, it's what's the relationship between the ontologies in the repository? That's going to require some kind of mapping, as Frank said.
Or at least information about
the languages. Sorry?
Why would I have to know? I'm just a dumb storage system. I'm talking of the scenario as an example. All I would do is, you want XML file? Here is XML file. You want HTML rendition? Here it is. You want an image? Here it is. I don't care how you're going to link them in your logic, calculi, algebra later when you get the data out.
It's not that simple. It really isn't, because we're also assuming that users have come to this, for example, and ask for ontologies that contain information about a given term, a given name. So I'll give you a real-life example that really is out there. There was a project called DAML Time to create a standard time ontology within the DAML project. They started off with an ontology written in first-order predicate calculus, in KIF, actually. They then transcribed part of that, because it doesn't all fit, into DAML, and that later got mapped again into OWL. All of those ontologies are now out there on the web, publicly available, in three different notations, and there are relationships between them, and they're all referred to as the DAML time ontology. So now,
are these relations being constructed in the repository, or relations out of the applications that come out of the repository?
No, but Pat's point is that if we want to build a repository, and this is going to happen, you're going to have different versions of similar ideas, you know, different versions of the same ontology written in different languages that might not actually be equivalent, because one language can't express what the other language can. So if I'm the user and I say I want a time ontology, there has to be some way of notifying that user that, okay, well, if you're using in this language, you're not going to capture everything that was written in this other language, even though it has the same, you know, coverage sort of concept, so to speak.
That's very interesting. Right,
From this thread, perhaps what we want is two topics here, or one topic, which says how are ontologies mapped into repositories and what kind of mapping about ontology are contained in repositories. Two topics. We are not going to solve the problem here.
No, of course.
I think that there's two levels, as Ravi was saying, that the first level is that a repository just holds a bunch of ontologies. And then that second level, any second level, anything beyond that, would require that there's some metadata attached to each of the ontologies held in the repository, so that you can then do whatever it is you need to do for either comparison of them, stating what language it was given in. Those aspects would be one of the open questions that we would be asking in the thread is, what is it we need to capture to be able to describe the ontology that's in the repository for people to use it and be able to query it, be able to do search or browse, etc.
Yes, and that was exactly what I meant by the ontology of ontologies based on last year's framework. I think we have got a good basis, and if we can focus discussion around that and at the end of this 11 weeks drop out a taxonomy or an ontology and with which we will use to register anything that gets put into the repositories, I think we would have sort of moved the ball forward quite a bit.
Olkin, so in the 111.79 work, the goal has been to link the ontologies to data elements that are appearing in databases and applications and things like this. But our expectation is, I'll give an example. For example, one of the ontologies is the standard industrial classification codes, and another one is the North American industrial classification codes, which was the successor to it. And there have been a variety of attempts to map it, and we would like to include a representation of that mapping in the ontology repository. And the current thinking, at least in the 111.79 community, is that the mapping would be another ontology encoded in some form of logic. And it would be there explicitly. It's one of the things people want to store in these ontologies. Now, the other question, which I think Pat has alluded to here, is that in addition to having different ontologies that cover the same subject area, you may also have the same ontology or a very similar ontology, which is encoded in different knowledge representation languages, which we also expect to see because
at least from a 111.79 standpoint, it's not expected we can dictate to the world what knowledge representation language they're going to use. So,
right.
In fact, there is provision in the standard to record a notation for each ontology.
Okay.
And that may need to be elaborated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do I have a suggestion from anyone on, I just updated the page with some of the comments in that section 4. And does somebody have a suggestion as to how these type of topics could be grouped? What would you call the meta topic?
I have a suggestion.
Peter?
Since Michael Grinninger and Pat Hayes were both sort of among the authors of the framework paper last year, and this is probably going to be the most challenging piece, I suggest maybe the two of them would champion this sort of set of metadata or ontology of ontologies or whatever discussion. And with an aim to drop out an ontology at the end of the day before the workshop, at least for presentation at the workshop and for deliberation and adoption. And hopefully a community to endorse this, that we could move that onto standard at one point.
I'm sorry, Pat has just run out of the office.
I have reservations of ontology of ontologies. But if you want to call it metadata for ontologies in the repository,
that's
cool. Oh, come on, let's be brave. Let's make an ontology. You can always whack it into OWL.
it displays the computer scientist's love of recursion a bit too far, but okay.
Ontology of ontologies, that would replace the level 4 support applications and services.
I thought it was doing 3, but...
I don't think we're replacing the support applications.
Yeah, okay. That's different.
Okay, so then it's
I thought it was being kind of topic 3, really.
It's the sort of meta-index or something of the... Three.
3.2 is ontology, metadata, and version control, which Pat was alluding to. There's quality that Barry's alluding to, consistency... life cycle, that seems to be the issues we were just discussing.
Yeah, it would be great, for example, if we could put some of the quality criteria into such an ontology, even if it was only vague.
Yeah, I agree.
If, for example, I'm just Ravi here, taking a SQL, if you knew some kind of completeness criteria without which you cannot call it an ontology, that would be... quality-like criteria, which would be capturable somewhere.
So we sort of dropped that last year.
Oh, okay.
Well, the completeness or the quality?
Yeah, no more quality.
No, seriously, I wasn't quite sure what you're referring to, Barry.
No, that's Ravi talking.
Oh, Ravi, sorry. Never mind.
I said if the ontologies have some minimum definable either relationships or metadata about them, without which we can't call them ontologies, then that would be what would be a quality check criteria on ontologies, and that could be a topic for repositories.
Yes.
All right. So if I take section 4.6, mapping and integration within and cross ontology repositories, and understanding that terminology will probably be tweaked, and it's three children, compatibility of data across ontologies, integrating multi-domain taxonomies, and ontology versus taxonomy versus vocabulary mappings, and move that up under section 3?
Yeah.
Is that appropriate?
Sure.
Now, I have a question...
would you be doing it, or I have to take notes on it?
I'll just do a move on that part.
Okay.
Yeah. So that part, section under 3.3.6, quality. Is that something we want to pull out as a topic of its own?
Right. I think we should pull that out along with, like, quality validation and that type of thing and Larry as the champion.
Well, I worry about if you pull it out, it makes quality so abstract that it becomes meaningless. But
Do you want to provide a qualifier on quality?
Well, I know. I mean, like, Barry's the one that's been championing the phrase quality of ontologies. It's just that if you're talking about ontology metadata, metadata being data about, you know, the ontology, then quality is one of those pieces of data. So that's how I see it fitting in that section.
Yeah, what I would say is that the threads that would be under the quality synopsis area would be the four threads that would be started would be the consistency, the validation, the monitoring, and the compatibility of the data.
Right. Well, consistency would be one of the things that you would be part of your metadata, though.
Oh, definitely. We're definitely going to see overlap between these threads. Overlap happens.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys will read each other's postings.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to find that each thread is not going to stay tame and always apply only to one category. Isn't that the way ontologies are?
Okay, sure.
Quality and ontologies or ontology related qualities, aspects. If you want to qualify, otherwise leave it as quality. I think there are four qualifiers underneath.
Okay.
Yeah, listen.
I think maybe. Go ahead, Robbie.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Peter Yim here. I think there are two things that are being addressed, I mean, even under quality. What Michael Grunger was referring to is how you characterize quality. But I think what Barry, my champion, would more appropriately be quality issues. And then not how to sort of ontologize or characterize quality, but rather
so more after review or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, even when it's quality, I mean, there are two different vantage points to it.
Quality management versus quality issues, or I'm not quite with you, Peter.
So no, I think Peter was saying that you know, Barry's more interested in the process of quality, like what you know, is it like Wikipedia type thing, or is there a review committee, or you know, things like that? Is that what you're saying, Peter?
Or issues relating to those versus let's say when you are building the ontology of ontologies, you just want to abstract the right attributes.
Right.
You are not dealing with sort of the next level of, I mean, how those attributes will be addressed.
Yes, I mean, maybe I've caused this hang up because by suggesting that quality could go into the meta. Into the ontology of ontologies. I meant only that. Let me withdraw that suggestion if it's causing trouble. Because what I meant by it was something relatively trivial, and I think will be non-controversial, but it would take too long to explain.
I think what I got from that was that quality management, managing the quality, is something that belongs underneath the ontology of ontologies. Whereas this new topic header would be mostly more quality metrics or measurements, quality measurements.
Yeah, metrics, yeah.
I'm going to have to mute for a second.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a lot of fluidity among the discussions, but if there's a certain family resemblance among these topics, that's okay. We just, it's enough to get us going.
Okay.
Yeah, I think for the time being, if we sort of separate out two topics, I mean, the quality as one topic and then the ontology of ontologies as a separate topic, with the understanding that, I mean, within that ontology of ontologies, some attribute relating to quality would invariably show up.
Okay.
That would be okay.
Then,
without sort of duplicating the labels.
Okay. Then I would make the new topic for quality metrics, but what's under it is everything from 3.6. Compatibility of the data, the monitoring, conformity, validation, and consistency within. And then we need to make sure that we haven't cut anything from 4 that we wanted to keep. We're cutting the main header, support applications and services, that's covered under ontology of ontologies. 4.1, standardized approaches to service design, development, and interfaces. I would say, on Peter's behalf here, that's probably something that belongs with the Open Ontology Repository group, not here. Is that agreed? Or am I off base?
Michelle, this is Frank Orton. I'm not clear on the distinction between, I gather there is some distinction, but the boundary between the Open Ontology Repository group and this Ontology Repository Summit is fairly fuzzy to me.
Okay, let me give it a crack. I would say the summit is a discussion forum, and the OOR initiative is actually an implementation exercise. Of course, both groups will end up talking a lot about the same things, and then at the same time, both groups have a lot of overlap in this membership as well. So one is the discourse on the topic, and the other is the implementation of a thing. At the end of the day, on the OOR effort, some repository should spring up that allows people who wrote an open ontology to have a home for.
Maybe some of the conference proceedings, summit ideas and summit deliberations will enhance the implementation of OOR.
Absolutely, absolutely. Both are synergistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess intentionally so.
Yeah. And I definitely see that in our summary pages, there will be in both groups, there will be cross-pointing, finger-pointing. I'm thinking it's safe to get rid of 4.1 in our group. Do we also want to get rid of the browse, search, query, and index? That seems really core, very, very basic, very part of being an ontology of ontologies. You need to have these things.
My suggestion is if we have a champion, we have a topic. If we don't, then even if we have it here, it's not going to get a lot of attention.
All right. Ontology of ontologies. The champion, we had one or two champions. Who was it that so graciously volunteered?
Yeah, Michael Grinninger and Pat Hayes.
Okay, I'll get the spelling on that afterwards.
All the names are on the meeting page. You can grab those and click on names to see who these are.
I just do it while we're in the midst of. So what I did was just kind of regrouped some of those. So then my question, I guess, would go to Michael and Pat. These items that are left hanging from the old topic 4, browse, search, query, index, and then the next one, editing and annotation of ontologies in the repositories holding the ontologies, which I guess could be called metadata. And then 4.5, I think that's a different animal. Do you accept 4.2 and 4.3 up into your purview?
Let's see, 4.3, I guess, but 4.2 really does sound like a service, browsing, searching, querying. I don't know.
Okay. Then let's just nix it for now, and I'll move 4.3 up.
Michelle, I want to bring your attention to somebody in the last call had been very particular about this indexing mechanism. So are you aware of that? That's all.
Well, I know that that's how it got into the list, but I don't remember what the actual discussion was around it.
So, I mean, requesting Pat to take care of that aspect as well. That's all.
Well, if you want to include it, I guess we can just see how much
discussion
it gets generated by it. So I guess there's no harm in including it at this point.
Okay.
If somebody feels it's being neglected, then they can raise the issue.
Okay. Then the last one in that section that wasn't addressed, Registry of Resources Infrastructure and Ties to Ontology Repository. Now, that's a pet of mine. However, I think it's probably the next step, the next stage, and probably not pertinent to open repositories at this time.
The mechanism of getting into a repository is through registration. If we start it that way, we will start it right. But is it a topic for summit discussion? I don't know. But that is, I think there should be enough people to say registry is important and this is how you should create registry. Maybe enough for summit.
Yeah, I think that it's an important topic. Well, I strongly believe it's an important topic, but would say second that maybe it just doesn't belong right here in the summit.
Could you
which topic again, Michelle?
That was number 4.5. Registry.
Could you explain what you're looking for in terms of the registry of resource infrastructure?
I don't know what
the URIs of where you will find various repositories or.
No, this would be an example of that. Well, yes, it'd be basically if you had a registry of resources. I'm coming from actual development experience on emergency response registry of resources. So registering that a certain fire department exists and it has these assets and it has a mutual aid agreement with this other fire agency. All of those things are in the specification of for that registry of the actual assets, and it has to be based on a particular ontological structure. And what I want to do is standardize that structure so that these resource registries, that the infrastructure that supports them, can tie back to the ontologies that describe how all of the elements in that registry cohabitate, how they interact.
This is a level deeper than I thought. I thought that registry by itself would mean here I am wanting to register my type of ontologies that I am interested in or our group has developed in, and what do you need for me to register it?
I think that yeah, I think that level of topic does fit within the purview of just general ontology repository management and ontology of ontologies. But the level that I'm talking about, I'd agree, is kind of the next step, the next wave.
Right. You're talking about the next level. I mean,
yeah.
Within the ontologies, I mean, they will have instances, and you want to talk about those instances. But let's say the ontology repository has 10,000 open ontologies being stored, then there may be 10,000 domains that needs to be discussed. So I don't think I would agree with you that this is probably not the right place to talk about those.
I'm just going to say it's out of scope.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a – let me do a refresh here. And do we have someone who would champion the new four, which I called the quality – what did I call it? Quality
–
metrics. And understanding that there'll be other things that may go under there.
Your ideal candidate would be Barry, or Barry and Steve, maybe.
Let's see, Barry's not on the line anymore. Is that true, Barry? Are you?
Barry's gone, but I remember from the last meeting, Barry says Steve can volunteer him for anything.
Okay, so Steve.
Oh, he did.
Yes.
So Steve, would I be putting both?
You'd be putting Barry.
So I wouldn't be putting both the names, just Barry?
I'm really not an expert in that. I think Barry clearly is one who has been thinking long and hard about quality issues in ontologies.
All right.
But would validation type of stuff be in sort of in your scope?
Well, one problem with putting my name on any of these is meanwhile, I'm going to be pretty busy running a logistics committee for the summit, so I think I'm have to keep a low profile on the content committee.
And should I be adding a thread under that, the metadata requirements, or is that something that's too cross issue? Why don't I just leave it as is, put Barry's name next to it, and let Barry
tweak it himself.
Yeah, Barry, take the next step at formatting that. Okay, so we have our new four. The ones that I put dashes next to are gone. We have five. We have three. Let's go up to two.
I have to bow out. Bye.
Four is not changed to five yet. Bad.
All right. Yeah, we've got about 6 minutes left here. How do we want to deal with what we've got?
I think you should start enlisting the rest of the people who are in the meeting.
All right. Let's get some.
Lee, Denise, Ravi. And so on.
Do we have agreement that the purpose, that the major headers on this are what we're looking for? Purpose of ontology repository, research implementation, and the ontology repository architecture?
I would suggest you stick with those for now. If the wind falls out of the sails on any of them, we can always
okay.
Just abandon one or something.
Then do I have some volunteers to put some wind into the sails of those topic areas and act as a champion?
Well, I'm a little confused at this point, but I believe I'm doing the Section 4. This state-of-the-art thing?
Yeah, you're five. You're doing five, Frank.
Oh, okay. It's not five.
Yeah.
Also, Michelle?
Yes?
You've got my name misspelled as Harry Olkin at one place here. I'm Frank Olkin. And I think you've got Michael Grininger as Michael Grin.
Yeah, I did because I didn't.
Yeah, sure. Clean that up later.
Okay. So,
okay.
But I have a Harry. Okay. Yes, I'll clean those up. Thank you.
Harry Olkin was my uncle.
Is he interested?
He's dead.
Well, then probably Candex is a keeper of the topic. Okay. I think that both purpose and architecture are something that needs to be discussed further. Do we have some volunteers to at least talk about over the next day or so? Because we want to do this before the logistics meeting and definitely before the launch. Folks that would define further the topic area for purpose, and folks who are volunteering to talk further about architecture. And
I have two suggestions. One is we push the purpose to the organizing committee, who would need to get a couple of paragraphs out as the theme of the whole summit anyway, and then morph that into sort of what we need in the communique eventually. So allow, let's say, the organizing committee to churn over that and maybe select the right champion later. And then as for the architecture, I previously suggested we defer that to the OR team, but it's definitely fine to leave it here because, I mean, we have got a lot of overlap in membership anyway, and I'm willing to maybe take a crack at sort of pushing that front and enlist people from the OR team to talk about it.
Okay.
I will assist you, Peter, because architecture interests me.
Fantastic.
Okay, so Peter, Ravi, anyone else who wants to? I'm going to include myself on that one, ontology repository discussion, architecture.
I'm a little unclear. This is a discussion of the purpose?
No, that's item two.
I suggest that the purpose goes to the organizing committee that is yet to be formed.
Okay, so what is this other discussion?
Architecture.
Yeah. So we would take items in section two, and we would carry that back to the OOR group, the Open Ontology Repository group, and also...
No, we don't have to carry it back. I mean, we can keep it here.
We'll keep it here.
Yeah, you noticed Baruch had already proposed, I mean, there were two major proposals on architecture, and Baruch even had a architecture diagram posted, and there were already some discussions.
Okay.
So,
I beg your pardon?
Peter?
Yes?
Ravi here. Are there already some architecture diagrams posted in OR?
Yes. If you go to the Open Ontology Registry homepage, there is a page called Open Ontology Registry _architecture. And under architecture, there are like candidates. And Farouk has posted a lot of information under the candidate number one.
Wonderful. So we can leverage that with their permission for our summit work.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm wondering if a major topic in and of itself would be in place to take the whole section one and hand that to the advisory group and take 1-4 out, best practices for ontology repositories, and make that a topic? Or do people feel that would overlap the other topics too much?
Could you repeat that? Which one do you want to move?
Best practices for ontology repositories. It kind of falls under the I'd like to see it not go away completely. I'm either to move it down to under state of the art.
Right, exactly. I think if you move that to Frank's table.
All right, I will move that down. And give it to Frank. The interoperability stuff that's covered elsewhere already, we'll take one off. Two, shall we have a little bit of discussion online about how we might want to do the architecture, or do we have a volunteer or champion at this point?
I thought Peter championed. Peter agreed to champion.
I'm perfectly happy if Michelle champions that, and I will assist.
Okay, so Ravi, are you interested in helping do the maintenance of the page, or do you want me to do that?
Whatever you will, I'll be number two man or number three person or whatever.
You'll be the number two, and Peter's going to be very involved in the discussion.
Okay,
so what I have is, let me move that one item down. Okay, what
if
I
somewhere,
have...
If somewhere under number one, if you could add, let's say, communique development under number one, that
okay.
would be nice. Yeah. Mission statement, development, communicate development, just as placeholders so that we remember that's where we want those two discussions.
Michelle, I just have a question about under five, collection of ontologies that may go into repositories. Are you expecting a list or a pointer to existing lists?
Okay, that was the ontology of ontology. Or excuse me, can you repeat the question?
No, I
under
know
section
question.
Five that I'm handling, state-of-the-art and ontology repository work, there's a section on standards work, current implementations, issues, and lessons. And then there's this section called collection of ontologies that may go into repositories.
Yes, let
and
Peter
I'm unclear
address.
As to what is this supposed to be a list of existing collections, or do you want us to construct a new list of ontologies?
Peter,
that could be a whole enterprise, and so I don't understand what is being expected there.
Peter,
I raised this
whatever
point.
Whatever are working ontologies today, which you think are mature enough, that list is what I understood from this item. This is Ravi.
Yeah, may I explain? Peter Yim here. I raised this point. My point actually was we need to go out and solicit early adopters of whatever we are thinking of. So if we ended up, having, let's say, 10 early adopters saying that they would endorse whatever we're coming up with, then this would be an early list of people work that would go into the repository. I mean, it might include, let's say, Protégé, it might include XMDR, it might include, I don't know, a few other...
Well, Protégé is not an ontology, it's a tool.
Yeah, but Protégé's working on a thing called COTS, Collaborative Ontology Development Services, of which, there are multiple ontologies. That might sort of become sort of one of the federated repositories.
Oof. Then why don't we call them potential early adopters of ontologies?
Yeah.
Early adopters for repositories.
Yeah.
Potential early adopters of adopters.
Uh-huh.
Potential early adopters of ontologies for repositories.
Well, but all these people already have their own repository that they're working on. So they may be willing to put things into yours. Well, never mind. We can have that discussion further on.
Yeah.
Right.
I was surprised to see that subtopic in State of the Art. I think that belongs somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Okay. Let's see. I think...
Maybe move that up to one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will do that.
Probably a lot of solicitation, arm twisting, including like trying to convince people to be co-sponsors and stuff like that. I mean, it all belongs to the same group.
Yeah.
Effort.
Yeah. Okay, I'll move that up to one. Now, has someone else done an edit on this page?
Did you see not a conflict?
Well, I'm getting a
conflict.
Yes.
Who was it that was editing?
Someone say
that. Oh, I'll tell you what to do, Michelle.
Yep.
Stay calm. Go to the lower window. Focus it, and then do a Control A and Control C. So copy everything that you have been editing.
Yeah, because I have been. I looked at the revision table, and I'm the only one that.
Right. So have you captured that? So make sure you do a Control A, highlight everything, copy that. You're done? And then push a back. So go back to the last version, refresh the page.
Okay, what?
Copy it and then paste it somewhere else first, just so that you won't lose it. Paste it onto your notepad or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Now push your browser back button.
So I've copied all of it. And
yeah,
now
yours. The upper window is the other guy's, the other person's. The lower window is yours.
Yes, and so I copy everything that I submitted.
Yes, paste it somewhere else on the notepad or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now push back. Yeah, your browser back.
All right. And
refresh that page.
Refresh. Okay.
Push the edit text of this page again.
Okay, actually, that previous page was an edit.
Okay. Push the edit page again. And now highlight, do a Control A. Highlight everything, and then do a Control V and overwrite everything.
Control V, like Vista.
So the last person's edit is now
there.
Purged.
Okay.
Wherever that last person is.
All right. I think we are a go. So if you update the page, nope, okay, it didn't get all of it. I'll take the last little bit. It missed a few of the items I put in.
I think it's just loading slow. It's going to be there. Your page hasn't loaded fully yet.
Okay. So essentially this is what we've done today. We've taken the straw man and we have taken the top section, item one, and added the title Communique and Mission Statement, and we're assigning that to the organizing
committee
group.
Well,
we
will do the spelling check later, Peter.
I'll have to do a spell check on this, most definitely. A reorganization. Item two, I, with Robbie, will do the championship of the ontology repository architecture, and we'll work out threads and things for that. Three, ontology of ontologies, is Michael now, could you give me the full name,
Gruninger. Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
I believe it's GRU.
Oh, he's not here?
NINGER, right?
Right.
Gruninger.
Okay, well, I'll check it. And Pat Hayes. And item four is now quality metrics, and that's Barry. What's Barry's last name?
Smith.
Yes, and then item five is State of the Art in Ontology Repository Work, and the champion is Frank Olkin. And I don't know if there's anyone who wants to take on the ontology We're also, one of the things that we'll be doing at the Ontology Summit, in addition to addressing the topics above, is doing a recap of what's happened since the last two summits. And so there'll be some discussion going on. There'll be threads that are related to the Ontology Framework and to the Upper Ontology Summit.
Yeah, so, I'm sure the piece that Michael Gruninger and Pat Hayes are doing would properly address that part of it. Agree?
Okay.
Michael? Michael's gone.
Yeah, I'm not sure that we need separate summary pages for those, but those are topics that will be kind of culling from what the different threads out there to include at the actual face-to-face.
My suggestion is we keep them as placeholders to remind us.
That we have placeholders? Could you repeat, please? That wasn't loud enough.
Just as placeholders, we keep those two items at the end.
Yes.
So that we are reminded that this is to be done in respective sessions.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I think we've got the work done for today of take a first pass through the topics and get some champions. And if the champions of each of I'll clean up what I've got. And Ravi, you took notes, is that correct? I'm sorry.
Some notes, I'm ready to send them to you.
Yes. I apologize. It's learning voices takes a while. If you could email me the notes that you did take, I can interweave those. I can put those on the meeting page, and then off of the meeting page and also the idea page will be the revised version of the content we discussed, so that each of the group leads can kind of go forward and say what threads they would like to start underneath. For the launch, do we want to pre-populate some threads out there for discussion, or what is the procedure for that?
The launch is the time we announce. So if you sort of have an opening message ready, or if each champion has an opening message ready at the day of the launch, that would be great.
Okay.
Steve is going to run the launch, so Steve better say something.
No, I think that sounds good. So what I'll probably do is I'll get back to this page so that Michelle, I'll round trip once with you to prepare a sort of a general launch message identifying each of the threads. And actually, do you think it's premature to go ahead and set up the synopsis web pages for that? Would that be something you'd want to do?
I think that would be useful.
Yeah. Do you think we, just for consistency, do you think, Peter, you could just create those pages? Because you know all about the way you want the naming conventions and what they're underneath and things like that.
I'll be happy to. I'll create five pages as sort of the starter and.
Okay, and then what I'll do is on the launch, I'll basically announce the existence of the five threads. I'll point to those five pages as a synopsis pages, and direct people to start the discussions on the Ontolog Summit mailing list. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then what I would ask each of the champions to do is to go ahead and kick off the discussions by posting, introducing themselves and say, okay, I'm going to be capturing the discussion, the ongoing discussions in topic XYZ, and that'll get a little traffic going on the discussion groups, and I think then a larger number of people will participate.
Oh, so you're going to create separate mailing lists for each of these subtopics?
No, it all happens on the Ontolog Summit mailing list.
Oh, okay.
One question we could deliberate here is whether we want to separate those five threads with the subject line, or whether we envision that under each topic there may be multiple subject lines, in which case maybe we could have a convention to do, let's say, the topic label in brackets right in front of it or something.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea. Maybe I'll ask people to just identify in the subject line which of the five topics they're addressing. Obviously, once somebody says something, you can reply, then it'll keep it going. But I think it would be good to keep it all there so that everyone sees what's happening in the other ones, even though they can sort of focus in on the ones they're looking at, perhaps.
Okay, maybe Michelle, when you recap, invent five words or five hyphenated words, small ones, that would represent the label of each of the subtopics.
All right, I'll do it. I was just going to ask you to do that, but you beat me to it, so I'll do it.
Okay, so Michelle's going to name these things, give them to Peter. Peter's going to create the pages. And if you guys CC me, then I'll be composing the launch email, which I'll send out. And then that'll be followed by five champions emails introducing each of those five things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Steve, while you're at that, you start thinking about a slide deck that would be presented at the launch.
A slide deck? At the launch? What do you mean at the launch?
February 7th. I mean, we're going to...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gosh, hadn't thought of that. You mean we think we're going to have a couple of hour discussion?
Yeah, we are going to sort of send out a message to the invitation list, which is like quite a few hundred, and maybe other lists, so that it routes to maybe several thousand people, and see who comes to the launch, like we did before.
Okay, but what's the slide deck?
I mean, on the launch, I guess it would be nice to start with a sort of someone talking, maybe you.
You're talking about the 1:30 Eastern Time normal Ontolog teleconference,
right,
then?
Right, on February 7th.
Okay. I was thinking this is all email, but let me just double check. Okay, I guess I am around. Okay. Because I'm not really sure what, other than just introducing it, what do we want to achieve during that talk?
Yeah, go back to last year. We did that last year. We probably did that the year before.
Okay, maybe, yeah, okay, to frame the whole thing, huh?
Right, right.
I just want to say we're about 20 minutes over here, so
we actually have another one. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we've completed what it is that the task was for this meeting.
Right.
So, you know, if anyone is pressed for time, you know, I think we should continue what we're talking about right now. It's important, but I just want to let people know that, you know, we covered our topic, so if anyone needs to slip away, don't be afraid to. And I thank everyone for participation.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle.
Okay. I need to slip away, Michelle. This is Frank Olkin.
Thank you, Frank.
So,
yeah, and thank you for volunteering for the Category 5.
Okay. We'll be in touch. My phone number is... if you go to the Frank Olkin as a run-on word on the wiki, it's got a link to my homepage at NSF, and it's got a phone number for me at NSF and various other things.
Wonderful.
Email.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
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 Okay, back to you, Steve.
Okay, well, I will give some thought to that during my non-day job. Okay. I'll probably make it my remarks fairly brief, I think, introducing the notions. I'm hoping that at that call there are going to be people who are not only the champions but the OOR forum people, because in a way the summit is simply a facilitation venue for their cause. But anyway, I guess let me think on that one a little bit, and I'll try and put some thoughts together between now and early next week.
And Ravi's request is to Steve or to Peter or to Michelle to cover what we decided today in a 5 minutes.
I'm going to get email from the note taker and put that into the meeting notes, number one. And then number two, I am going to reformat on the ideas page and add a section at the bottom, and I'll just have a link at the bottom that points to our meeting today, and on the page for the meeting today we'll have the five categories and the champions and the working subtopics as they currently stand.
And either yourselves or one of these other two people I mentioned summarizes that during the February 7th meeting, either Steve, Peter, or yourself.
I can introduce the topics, and each of the, or Steve can introduce the topics, and just have each of the champions speak a little bit on the topics.
Yeah, I can do it either way. Certainly my.
Yeah.
Okay, so Peter, let me just clarify. When are we going to send out the math email launch?
I would send out the mass email probably over the weekend, telling people that on the 7th, the regular Ontolog time, we'll have the Ontology Summit 2008 launch event, and for people to register.
Okay, I think at some point we ought to probably send out, and we don't want to overload the mass email, but at one email which essentially contains all the information that I would cover in the oral presentation on Thursday the 7th. In other words, some people may not call in, they may be busy or whatever, but it would be good for them to have, in a push manner, the names of the threads, who they are, where the links are to the various synopsis pages, et cetera, et cetera. Because they may not dial in. They may not be able to dial in. And otherwise, it requires them to essentially follow up by, I guess your mass email would have a pointer to something, right?
Right, right. But that mass email would generally have a pointer to the session page. And then the details could be on the session page.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's convenient enough for people.
I mean, we have a homepage. We have an Ontology Summit homepage, which we then can definitely include in that mass email.
Yeah. All right. Maybe that'll work. Maybe.
Right, and then we'll try to clean up that homepage to include everything else.
Are you sending out the mass email? Or who's composing the mass email?
I can compose the mass email. I mean,
okay.
I mean, it's like a template that we announce anything else.
Well, okay, but I think this is, you want to catch people's attention more than just them their impression that it's another regular Ontolog meeting. That's what I'm thinking.
just add a subject header, not yet another Ontolog for
yeah.
meeting.
Something like that. I'm just thinking, if we want this to be the launch of a new sort of whole flurry of discussion, it's easy for people to overlook and they say, oh, yeah, Thursday, Ontolog meeting. Okay, now I can't make it this week. I'll just skip it. And they will not notice that that's the beginning of a distinct thing, which is this 2.5 month dialogue. That's all.
Robert, do you want to write that message? I can supply you with sort of the administrivia. I mean and you can.
Or Steve, would you do it as a follow up to the event launch, the official way of normally doing that?
Well, that's what I was wondering. Yeah, maybe after we have the online teleconference, maybe we could have one follow up message out to the world.
Right. Right.
Which then points people to the, if you like, the summary of what happened on Thursday the 7th.
Yeah, that would be that would be great. So,
okay, why don't we do it that way?
Yeah, I can do the just the announcement catch. Let's say, hopefully 20, 30 people to. Hello.
Yeah, thought you dropped out there.
Right. I think my my phone card is dropping me out very quickly. So I'll do the announcement. You do the follow-up message, sort of the proceedings with whatever we want to drive the rest of the group to.
Okay. And all we need at that point, which we can determine between now and then, I guess, is who's going to take notes during that the Thursday presentation when I'm introducing the various topics. Because that will constitute the proceedings.
Right. I mean, that's a big meeting. We will generally record it anyway. So, so that should be good.
All right. Okay, sounds good. I'll get some thoughts to saying something. And, Michelle, I think it would be good for you to say some things, too. We could do a two-stage introduction before the champions speak. How about that?
Well, I'm one of the champions.
The moderator has disconnected.
Okay. Are we still there?
Yeah.
I think we lost Peter, actually.
Yeah. That would be fine, or since I am one of the section champions.
Okay.
I can do it then.
True.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. Very productive. I think we're done, whether we wanted to be or not.
Well, regardless, I really do think we covered what we needed to cover in this meeting.
Yeah.
And from what I get in email and then what I put out and then Peter's message, I think we're in good stead to start.
Yep, very good. I think so, too. Very productive meeting. Thanks for chairing it.
Yes, well, thanks for all your support. This is a learning experience for me, and I think it's a really good one, both from the chairing perspective and also just getting more involved in the ontology side of the work.
Good. Well, I hope you're going to make it to Gaithersburg also in April.
I already spoke with my boss. He may be paying for not only my trip, but for some administrative time to work on this.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, great.
Right.
So we'll meet in the person in that case.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
Hello.